Hey, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today, after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, cattle futures continue to hold triple-digit losses today as follow-through pressure, which started to develop last week, has continued to flood into the complex. The pressure in the market continues to keep cattle markets within the price range seen over the last month, although overall tones of the market remain weak. Corn prices are lower in light trade. December corn futures are about 3 cents lower. Stock markets are higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 336 points higher. NASDAQ is up 115 points. In live cattle, wide triple-digit market losses quickly redeveloped today, pushing front-month December live cattle futures near $101 per hundredweight as traders continue to chop around with the wide trading range, which has been established over the last month. Traders continue to focus on long-term beef market demand, although the extent of the $9 per hundredweight trading range established during October is giving nearby live cattle futures an extremely wide path to wonder without establishing any significant technical moves. In feeder cattle, aggressive follow-through pressure has quickly redeveloped as follow-through liquidation continues to develop in nearby contracts. Grain futures were mixed today, but other markets around the world responded to ideas of a Clinton victory in the race for the White House. Risky bets on stocks and crude oil took those markets higher, while gold broke more than $15 an ounce as investors dumped safe havens. Corn prices were slightly lower following two-sided trade in a range of just 2 cents overnight. While demand news has been good lately, ongoing hedge pressure and burdensome supplies kept a lid on buying. Soybeans were higher, getting a lift from strong outside markets after January futures held a test of their 25-day moving average last week, and wheat prices were mostly a little higher, finding support from dry forecasts over the next 2 weeks. Rains over the weekend were limited as expected to the Southwest Plains, missing some of the dry parts of the hard red winter wheat belt, with forecast dry for the next 2 weeks. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.